Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy Group. We like to think of REG as innovation. I want you to grab a pen and I want you to get a piece of paper. I want you to take some extremely great notes tonight because we're going to try to swell your mind. What you're going to hear, you may not can wrap your arms around it or pull it into your head right off the bat. I know I didn't. Took me a minute or two to pull it into my brain and think, could this really happen? Could this really be it? It is. Get ready to get excited. Get ready to open up your vision. And if you're like me, if you love to help people, if you love sharing information, and you love money, press 1. This show has not been evaluated by any government regulator or any agencies. So please refrain from asking any kind of medical questions, talking about anything that has to do with any kind of major problems with medical. We'll have to basically rephrase it. But we're not going to talk about cures. We're not going to talk about preventions. We're not going to try to diagnose any kind of medical problems. Please do not stop any kind of medical treatments that you're currently on. Get with your medical practitioner, a licensed board-certified doctor or practitioner. Discuss what you learned tonight and get them on the show so they can understand this. Second, we will not talk about the money that if you take this serious. We will not talk about life-changing events. Are you ready to have your life changed? If you are, get that pen, get that piece of paper, and take some notes and ask some questions. Go ahead and press 1 and get in the queue now, because the next 28 minutes, my business partner is going to share with some information with you that's going to literally just swell your brain and blow your mind. He's going to take you back to about 1895 to a young gentleman that came from a foreign country to the United States. You may have heard of him. His name was Nikola Tesla. He's going to share with you some information about 1920 that came about with a little 3.5-inch by 5-inch little device in 1920. Then around 1930, he's going to talk to you about a device that was put into a river. And then he's going to bring you up to 2012 and share with you something that, if you take this serious, it will impact the entire world. It's a mission that we are on to share, but it will change your life. Are you ready for a life-changing event? And I think Irv and I are qualified for this because Irv and I both have built sales organizations in a brick-and-mortar business that exceeded $3.6 million every single year annually in sales. So take great notes and ask us some questions on how you can change and impact your life. Now, I've got a little small business degree. I've got a marketing degree. But yet, I own a truck and a tractor trailer and run East Coast to West Coast because I enjoy it. But my business partner and my friend and my mentor, I've known him for years and years and years. The gentleman actually taught graduate students at a major college, actually two major colleges in Ohio. He has an MBA. He has a psychology degree. He has a marketing degree. He has a speech degree. He actually wrote two separate curriculums for graduate students in the university on marketing. What he's really known for more than anything in the world, though, and what he's known actually the best for, is he is a naturist. He's taken people literally deep into jungles, deep into deserts all around the world, deep into swamps, He's taken more than a million-plus people on a journey called Weed Walks. Now, Irv and I are committed to impact the world and take you on a journey that will change your life. So listen closely. Pay very close attention. Press 1 now and get in that queue. And let's give Professor Irv Samuels, let him share some vision and ask us questions. Irv, are you here?
I am.
You sound great. Keep that sound doing, and let's impact this group tonight. Let's swell their mind beyond and share some great thoughts. So take them on a journey, if you will, please.
Thank you all for joining us this evening. We're going to cover some amazing information that, as Gary said, has the ability to impact not only your life, but the life of everybody that is in your realm of influence. Think about that. Having the opportunity to literally change people's lives is something that is going to be handed you this evening. Please don't ignore this information. Let's start about 120 years ago or so, around the turn of the century, as the 1900s were approaching. There was a young man who had come to the United States at that time, very smart young man. He was a physicist. He was a mechanical and electrical engineer. And he had a passion for bringing unknown concepts to the world. One of those concepts was the transmission of radio waves. I don't know if you're familiar with a man named Marconi. Well, Marconi stole the idea about radio transmission from this man, and eventually he was debunked, and the credit went back to the pioneering man who deserved the credit because he developed it. In 1895, in one of his journals, there's actually diagrams of people riding around in automobiles without drivers. I think he was a little ahead of his time. I think he might be a progressive thinker. Well, most people, when they talk about this individual, they call him a futurist because he certainly was working on all kinds of ideas that ultimately are a part of the future. And we're going to talk a little bit about a few of them that are a part of the present today, but it took us from the time he was pioneering these ideas in the 20s until 2012 to turn them into something practical, which you can now embrace and benefit from for the rest of your lives. So who was this man? Who was this masked man? Well, let me give you a little clue. There's a guy who was very well known, died a while back. His name was Albert Einstein. Pretty much universal recognition of that name. The theory of relativity is, you know, to his credit, and a lot of other pioneering work on some amazing mathematical constructs. And at one point he was asked in an interview, what's it like to be the smartest man in the world? And his response was, I have no clue. If you want to know the answer to that, you need to talk to Nikola Tesla. So put that in your realm of thinking and understand how important the constructs are that we're about to talk about. Nikola Tesla, smartest man in the world, pioneered these ideas. Well, let's jump ahead a little to 2012. In 2012, a young man went to the mailbox in his backwoods island house in New Hampshire. And in the mailbox, there was an invitation to the Tesla convention. For those of you that are not familiar with that event, it is a very highly respected esoteric event in which very few people are ever invited. And it is a true honor to be invited. You will be privileged to be among the smartest people on the planet if you would
attend one of those events. And Mike Hassler was excited beyond words. His young man, about 19 years of age at the time when he got the invite. And he immediately went to his dad and he said, "Dad, I'm going to Germany. I'm going to the Tesla convention." And his dad looked at him. He says, "You're what?" And at that point, Rick Hassler, the father, who had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company after 25 years of business development to Kyocera, the international industrial giant from Japan, for big bucks, certainly didn't have any problems with sending his son to Germany, but he had reservations. And that was, he wasn't really sure that Mike, you know, was ready for a trip out of New Hampshire, across the pond by himself, to be with some of the geekiest people in the world, and I say that respectfully. And he just had to be persuaded. Mike was pretty persuasive, worked on him every second of the day, and eventually his father gave in. He said, "You're right, Mike, we're going." And that's exactly what he meant. We're going, and that's what happened. Rick went with Mike. They attended. They went to all the lectures and the breakout sessions, and boy, did they get some brain swell. And for Rick, you know, a serious, conservative businessman with a lot of worldly, you know, manufacturing and development experience, came away from that event with what he perceived as a glimpse into the future, way into the future. In fact, he was, you know, about 50 at the time, and he was thinking to himself, maybe in my lifetime, something that we heard about here today or that we heard about at that event in Germany will come to practical application. He thought it was all science fiction. He thought it was, you know, right out of Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty. Things that, you know, to this day are still pretty mysterious and definitely seem like science fiction. Well, his son, Mike, came to Dad and said, "Dad, based upon what we were introduced to and some ideas that I've been running around, you know, through my head, I absolutely believe I could develop something practical and impact our world with this quantum resonating energy." And Rick did a double take, maybe a quadruple take. He couldn't believe the words that came out of his son's mouth. And he says, "What are you talking about?" And Mike simply said, "I got this, Dad. I'm ready." And with that, Rick has a lot of confidence in all of his children. And he said, "Well, Mike, I see you're pretty intent and serious. What do you need?" And Mike, you know, was candid. He said, "Money, Dad, and lots of it." And with that, Rick said, "For what?" And Mike said, "Well, I need some state-of-the-art computer hardware. I need some amazing developing software programs. In fact, we're probably going to have to take it to the edge, you know, maybe develop a little more than would actually exist. And I need some equipment to work with blue light energy, and I need some equipment to embed frequencies into storage devices. And I need the ability to work with aqueous solutions and impact them with frequencies." And I need, and he went on and on, pretty much describing a state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratory. And Rick, I guess, flinched. He said, "Whoa, sounds expensive, Mike." And Mike was smart, and he said, "Dad, it's going to be a mere pittance. You know, compared to impacting every household in the world with breakthroughs in technology, what's a little upfront expense?" And with that, Mike said, "What do you think, Dad?" And Rick said, "Here it is." And he gave him the checkbook and pretty much said it all. Mike went to work acquiring the equipment, set up that laboratory, and pretty much was as focused as anybody could ever be relative to getting things off the ground. You know, he wanted to prove to his dad that he was the man that he was purporting to be, that he could change the world with an idea. And with that, he was working consistently, doing all kinds of research and development, working with different substrates, working with, you know, various ways of isolating
quantum resonating energy from given sources, and everything in our world is about energy. And quantum resonating energy is the soul essence of everything. And Mike was working. And it didn't take him very long until he came up with a patentable idea. They filed for a patent. A couple of years later, it was granted. Since then, they've acquired 5 additional U.S. patents. And you'll see that as the research and development continues, there will be a myriad of additional inventions from this amazing research, innovative technology company. So what was that first patent, and why is it going to impact your family? And how can you possibly be here at the right time, the right place, to take advantage of something that most of the world has no clue is even possible, yet is part of our world? Well, you're here because you were invited by somebody that cared. Thank them. And now let's talk about the patent. It's a trifecta patent. There's 3 different parts. The first is we use various ideas, various modalities to isolate frequencies, and you can review the patents. Get back to the individual who invited you here tonight. They'll be glad to share all the information you want to review. You can go as deep into the rabbit holes as you choose. Review the patents at your own risk. And the reason I say that, because you're going to have your eyes and your mind expanded dramatically as you begin to see what is now a part of our world. So we isolate a frequency, and it could be from anything. The frequency of the earth, we've isolated that one. The frequency of CBD, cannabidiol, from the hemp plant out of the cannabis family, we've isolated that one. Turmeric, one of the best-known anti-inflammatories. Conjugated linoleic acid, a natural substance that's known to convert visceral fat into lean muscle tissue. Essential oil frequencies, minerals, vitamins. Pretty much whatever we choose to work with, we can work on isolating that frequency. And the second part of the patent is we embed it into a storage device. And those devices, through, you know, serial experiments, have been narrowed down to 2 that are extremely effective, and they use them consistently, and those would be holograms and carbon fiber materials, but not the hologram from the 1950s when the first three-dimensional photograph was placed, you know, on a commercial basis in Look magazine. That was a hologram, but certainly nothing like the holograms they use in instilling the energy into them for storage capabilities. In fact, when you take a look at one of the technologies available here, a freshness card, you'll look at amazing geometric patterns in layering depth built into the hologram. And when you look at the carbon fiber materials, it's layered, striated carbon fiber material. Now, carbon fiber has been around for a long time. They make airplane fuselages out of carbon fiber. They make race car parts. They make a lot of things out of carbon fiber. But our carbon fiber materials are specifically adept at holding frequency. When you embed the quantum resonating frequency into one of these storage devices, it holds it efficiently without it morphing or changing in any way. And the third part, and this is where you're going to really probably have difficulty putting your mind around it, or at least I did, and that is when anything with an energy field, that could be a plant, an animal, a mammal, a human, could be the earth, it could be, you know, an intergalactic creature. It could be anything specifically that has an energy field is affected by having one of these batteries put into its energy field, you know, putting it close to the entity itself within the range of their aura in the case of humans.
And what happens is that the modality holding the energy, and I'm just for simplicity's sake, I'm going to call those batteries from here on in. When one of these storage batteries, weird kind of name for something that holds quantum resonating energy, but I'm sure you get the point. When one of these batteries is put in your energy field, you receive the benefit as if you had consumed the original source emanating the energy, or as if you had received the energy as if you had been exposed directly to the original source emanating that energy. Now, what did I just say? That's not possible, is it? You can't get the benefit of eating a plant without eating it anymore, can you? Or getting the full benefit of zinc without somehow consuming zinc? Well, our world has changed. We have the ability, through resonating energy put into batteries, to convey the benefit without physical consumption. Now, when you begin to think about that, the possibilities are unlimited. I'm just going to jump ahead, very rapidly fire some ideas as to some applications that are already readily available. We're shipping them around the world. We're doing business in 84 countries, and we need help because nobody knows about this technology yet. So please help us. Begin to share this information. Let's start with the first invention, which was something called a relief battery. And this particular development provides relief, relief from anxiety and stress, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, indigestion, pretty much anything that your pet, your farm animals, you and all of your family members experience on occasion that for one reason or another isn't exactly working at optimal or normal levels and you need relief to get it back to a comfortable state of optimal health. These batteries, peel and sticks, they look like little Band-Aids. They're clear. They're about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. They hold the energy for about 3 days. So you put it on where it hurts and just be amazed at how rapidly or how efficiently it begins to bring relief. Now, for some people, it may take a little longer. They're unconditionally guaranteed to work. So whatever the period is, within 90 days, you have complete control of your own experiments. And I highly recommend that you share them with your family members and loved ones. And ultimately, you're going to get such spectacular results that you will never look back at any of the primitive modalities that you may have used to seek relief in the past. These are more efficient, less expensive, safer, because it's energy only, no chemicals of any kind, and the youngest infant on the planet, the oldest geriatric, and everybody in between can benefit and will benefit. Moving on, we have something called a nitro battery. It stimulates natural nitric oxide production in the mammalian body. In 1995, there was a Nobel laureate that won the physics prize that year for his pioneering efforts on how nitric oxide impacts the mammalian body. And we literally have the encyclopedias of research and development and encyclopedias of information based upon what we now have learned about nitric oxide and how important it is. But here's a couple basic takeaways. One, it's a natural vasculator. Two, it keeps your arteries and veins malleable, keeps them soft and spongy so that your entire cardiovascular system works more efficiently. Three, as you up your levels of nitric oxide, you will notice better levels of performance and recovery in every aspect of your life. If you're headed into the bedroom, would you like to have more performance? If you're headed to do some kind of crazy endurance physical activity, would you like to have more performance and quicker recovery time? And if you're in some kind of athletic competition, sporting activity, wouldn't you like the edge? Well,
up your nitric oxide levels, and it doesn't get any simpler than using our little battery resonators. Peeling sticks, put them on, make sure you swap them out every 72 hours, and the only, you know, real caution or caveat is make sure that you remain highly hydrated, because energy in the body, we are energy, we are water beings, and energy in the body works efficiently when you're hydrated, properly hydrated. So you need to attempt to become fluidly hydrated. That's not beer. It's not drinking a lot of whiskey or soda pop. It's not drinking iced tea or hot tea. You know, it's not about fluids in your body. It's about water in your body. And ideally, a lot of people come up with, you know, simple guidelines. Whatever your body weight is, divide that amount of pounds by 2. And that's a great target for the amount of ounces that you should consume daily. So if you weigh 100 pounds, 50 ounces would be your target. We have other resonators that are absolutely amazing, awesome, incredible, life-altering, going to have so many impactful days on you for the rest of your life that I could spend days and hours talking about each and every one of them, but I'm going to really pop through these. One, immunity. Boost your immune system. Simply put on our immune battery and watch what happens. Burn. If you want to drop some inches and pounds, if you're looking to get some of the chemical toxicity out of your body, if you want to suppress those cravings for things that are dangerous in your appetite, in your diet, like sugars and carbohydrates and, you know, the soda pops and stupid decisions that we make relative to what we put in through our pie holes. When you're enjoying the burn modality, you'll see that those cravings begin to dissipate. You'll make much wiser eating decisions, all done energetically through frequencies only. We have an amazing CBD modality. It's available actually in two different forms. One's a carbon fiber, unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. It looks like a dog tag, relatively small, about 1.5 inches in diameter, made out of, again, carbon fiber material, and it holds the frequency of full-spectrum organic CBD that resonates continuously. What does that mean? It means you don't have to worry about the complications associated with CBD that's in the market and, you know, rapidly becoming one of the fastest-growing consumer products in the world. Cannabidiol stimulates the endocannabinoid system, which is a part of every mammalian body. It's intrinsically part of your ultimate health. But for most people, it isn't performing the way it was intended, probably because it's been starved. You haven't been feeding it properly. Well, we have a perfect solution for feeding it energetically. Again, wear one of our CBD pet tags, or, you know, again, they're great for pets and in large farm animals, you know, oxen and in zoo animals. If you have an anxious elephant or an anxious giraffe, get them a pet tag, and you'll see some major improvements in their anxiety levels being reduced. Great for discomfort, great for nausea, great for some nervous conditions. There's so much known about how well stimulating the endocannabinoid system can help people bring every system in their body back into balance, their hormones, their digestive system, their nervous system, their cardiovascular system. And all I could say is, whatever your experience has been with CBD or whatever your attitude is towards CBD, change it, improve it by trying our resonators, and you'll understand what the ultimate is all about. And the best part is that if you are in some kind of career, you work for the federal government, state government, a university system, a school district, you're a CDL holder, and you're concerned about drug testing, that is no concern relative to energy. So far, no one has ever even remotely thought about testing the human anatomy for having energy modalities within it relative to drug complications. That's why they test for CDL. It comes from the cannabis plant. Could have THC in it. Well, in our case, we have energy only, no chemical composition. Nothing to fear. We have other modalities. I'm not even going to really go into those. We have one called WOW. It really is a WOW. You need to experience it. I have one on my temple, and oops, I just felt there, and it's not there. Aha, snuck away on me. I wonder where it is. Well, anyhow, that happens. You know, it may end up in my leg, or it may end up on, you know, my elbow, or it could be on my shoe. As long as it's within my energy field, I still get the benefit. But, you know, due to the fact that I usually know where they are, and it's when it's not where I intended it to be, it's time for a new one. That's as simple as it is. Every 72 hours, just simply peel and stick and put a new one on. We have a sleep patch. It is remarkable. Improve your sleep, improve your life. And we have other technologies. I'm going to talk about three others real briefly. They are patented. They are amazing. They are so beneficial that it's almost scary. The first being an EMF shield, electromagnetic frequency, electromagnetic radiation. It's a pernicious foreign energy source that unfortunately our bodies are bombarded with, your plants are bombarded with them, and it has detrimental effects. Chronic exposure is horrible. Even with brief exposure, just a matter of minutes, there are certainly things that are unnatural that result from that exposure. And we have a little video, highly recommend that you get back to the person who invited you here, asked to see that video. In less than 4 minutes, you'll understand what the damaging effects are on the human body of being exposed to your gadgets, your high-tech gizmos, your cell phone, your laptop, your notebook, your routers, your smart appliances, your vacuum cleaner, your hair dryer, the fob that opens your car, your garage, your burglar alarm system, your remote camera systems, a smart meter on your house. It goes on and on. We have a list available. Again, ask the person who invited you. They'll make sure they get that list to you so you can be fully cognizant of all the devices you need to begin to add protection so that you remain healthy and vital. So why do you need these? Well, why would you not want to be as healthy as you could be? Why would you like to be impacted negatively by influences that you can counter the impact and get yourself to normal health? And then we have a device called a freshness card. It was specifically designed as a food freshness card to mitigate waste. Turns out more than a third of the food in our world goes to waste. What a tremendous amount of economic devastation, needlessly. Why do I say needlessly? Because this technology extends the vibrancy, the vitality, the freshness of things like your vegetables, like your fruits, like your pastries, like your cut flowers, like your dairy, by 50%, and it is amazing at the other benefits. But all I could say is that you have now been put on notice. If you don't buy one of those today, tomorrow when you throw out your spinach because it went slimy on you, or your raspberries or strawberries or blueberries because they began to mold, or when your milk or cheese or cottage cheese begins to get, you know, kind of yucky looking, well, that's all on you, because you, had you taken action immediately, could have eliminated that needless waste, and you could have kept a lot of money in your wallet instead of throwing it into your trash. Choice is yours, but boy, that's a dumb choice, throwing out money needlessly. And the final item I'm going to talk about is one that I've been holding in my hand, kind of coincidentally, the entire time of this discussion. It's called an earthing card. It looks like a credit card. It's carbon fiber, unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. It has the frequency of the earth in it. And you are a part of this earth. You were intended to get the benefit of our planet continuously. If you go back to the, you know, the original part of the Bible and you read about how long man lived, well, maybe a serious component in their longevity was their connectivity to the earth. And for most of us, we have alienated ourselves completely. Back with the invention in the 60s of plastics and vulcanized rubber, we literally have created a situation where we're almost always virtually isolated from the earth, even when we're walking on the earth. So it's about time you do something about it. This card has embraced the frequency of the earth. So when you have it within your energy field, it is always emanating the frequency and impacting every aspect of your energy fields accordingly. And if you'd like to know why that is important, we have a great reference tool. It's a medical doctor. She's asked the question, how much earthing is enough? And her answer is, 1 second is better than none. The longer that you earth, the better it is. And when you watch this video, you're going to have your eyes open to the importance of earthing. And there is nothing simpler or more effective than having one of our earthing cards to do that. The website is tinyurl.com/Dr. Earthing. That's tinyurl.com/DREARTHING. Enjoy that 7 minutes. It's spectacular information. And then reach out to the person who invited you here and get your earthing card ordered, unconditionally guaranteed for a year. And it also has frequencies embedded in it that mitigate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and dirty electricity. Why is that important? Well, we have a video to govern that also. Basically, we have a Dr. Cousins takes a quorum, a couple men with him. They specifically walk to a 5G tower, and they explore their experiences on that journey, and they get weaker the closer they get to the tower. And each time they are empowered with the earthing card, they get fully revitalized. It brings their strength back to absolute maximum levels. How important is that? Well, you decide. You know, is it good to be stronger or weaker in your life? We could demonstrate with this card within 60 seconds. It has enough impact that there is very noticeable difference in your range of motion. Would you like to have limited range of motion so that you have to call your wife over or your children over to tie your shoes? Or would you like to have full vibrancy in great range of motion? And how about balance? You know, as we get older, some people unfortunately have some balance compromise conditions. Walk down the stairs in your, you know, into your house basement and you're holding the railing on both sides and you're still a little shaky. Well, wouldn't you rather have just viable balance? Well, earthing and the frequencies within the card will make major differences in your quality of life. And it does so much more. With that, I kind of, you know, briefly overviewed some technologies that probably if you were not ever on this call before seems pretty strange. You know, they're definitely different than what you are typically told about. But they're all unconditionally guaranteed and they all work extremely well. You're going to love the person that invited you here for the rest of your life once you embrace them. You're going to be truly indebted to them for thinking of you. So all I can say is, and I'm now going to twist my cap a little, go back to my marketing days and go back to when I was, you know, guiding young, active minds to thinking about the future of business and the future of marketing. And I hope I could inspire you with a couple of thoughts. One, timing and action is everything. You've been given some information on technologies that you have the ability to take immediate action on and profit from, creating any financial differentiations that you choose to develop. If you're looking for a part-time activity and you want just some hobby income, certainly available. And the best part is you can get started immediately by becoming a brand partner. It doesn't cost anything. So there is absolutely no financial risk. You could acquire all the products by sharing this information. And believe me, you don't have to do what I just did. You don't have to explain anything. What you need to do is become a good inviter. Like when you find a great movie that you just watched, or if you go to an incredible buffet and it's, you know, the most amazing Epicurean delight of your lifetime, what do we do naturally? We share that information with others. We'll become good at getting people to listen to this radio blog show. We do it 5 nights a week, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time, every night except for Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday night, we have an international webinar. People can either dial in with local dial-in numbers from around the world, or they could just click a link and join us live on a Zoom platform, 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific. And on Saturday, we have an amazing educational forum. It's literally a showcase into the esoteric world of some of the most, I'll call them formidable practitioners in the world. This Saturday, please join us. It's 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, and be prepared for brain swell and learn additional practical applications for all of the modalities. You'll learn that they work extremely well alone. They work extremely well as transferred into aqueous solutions and either, you know, consumed or misted on plants and pets and people. And you'll learn that they work, you know, absolutely amazingly synergistically. So combos make it better than 1 + 1 no longer equals 2. Equals 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 when you begin to combine the various technologies. So please step up to the plate, join us, help us on our mission of beginning to make the people of the world aware of better solutions for some of the most complicated issues. And as you aspire to develop an income or a successful business, enjoy the home-based business tax deductions that are automatically afforded to you, even if you, you know, really don't have a very active business development in the beginning. You know, maybe you're a slow learner. You can't become a good inviter because of your own limitations. Sad but true. Your own limitations. That's the only thing that stops any of us from the ultimate success that we seek. And at that point that you, you know, let your guard down, you can go to the next level. But in the meantime, you have the ability to, you know, if you have a regular traditional job, dramatically increase your income simply by taking advantage of the tax code. The average working individual, as soon as they join a home-based business and learn the legitimate tax deductions that are availed to people that have home-based businesses, and you begin to effectively log those and follow the regulations of your government bureau of taxation, you probably are going to give yourself a $5,000 and maybe larger raise the first year, even before you make any profits. So in my, you know, kind of limited perspective on the ultimate unlimited potential of marketing in the world, there is definitely no downside to this and so much upside that if you don't make a decision to join us, I beg you, please call me. I have obviously done something, you know, inadequate to convey the importance of taking a position within this company and beginning to enjoy the benefits of what's now available worldwide from the convenience of your own home. With that, back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Irv. Thank you so much. All we got is branding partners. So, Richard, if you will open up all the lines.
Okay.
No new people tonight, Irv. I was thinking, Richard, if we could actually cut that off and just that one portion, the beginning and the other one, if we can, without ending the whole thing. I don't know if we could do that or not.
I think I have
anyway.
To
anyway.
That's the only option I see, Gary.
Okay. Well, hopefully the next platform we can. All right, everyone, we're going to do some strategizing because tonight is our Thursday night call, and all we got is our regular seven people that are on here consistently, the seven magical, you know, it's my, what I like to call it is my magnificent seven, you know, the movie where they had seven outlaws and they took on the whole entire town. This is the best of the best right here. That's right. This is the best of the best that we have on our team right here. Y'all are always here. So who wants to go first? How do you think we can improve what we're doing?
I do.
You do? Okay. Let's hear it.
All right.
Go to work. I know.
we specifically are working on some ideas to put together a couple different videos. Rick has agreed to fund a video that explains the science behind how our earthing card and our freshness card impact aqueous solutions. So we need to, again, put our heads together, ultimately put together some pretty entertaining, and I like to use the forum cartoon education, so that in less than 3 minutes we can actually bring to the world the fact that we have a revolutionary breakthrough in hydration that goes so far beyond anything anybody else has ever done before. And number two, we need a business op presentation, short, to the point. Working with our brand partner, one of our brand partners from the New York City today, we specifically have developed a new concept in basically social marketing. Most of us probably have heard of something called the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. That's the organization MAD. Well, they basically started with a mother that, you know, unfortunately had a horrible reality and that her daughter was killed by a drunk driver, and she got together with a couple other mothers and they began to convey their concerns for the inadequacies of how that particular case was adjudicated. And since then, and again, you know, this is now decades later, they literally have chapters of MAD in every state in the United States and every province in Canada and now in every province in Brazil. And they continue to advocate, you know, kind of concerns relative to getting the drunk drivers off the road. And they've extended that platform into other issues. We need to take advantage of that same movement, mothers, related to the dangers of EMF. They need to step forward as mothers and protect their children. And there's no reason why we can't get that movement moving. And ours isn't limited to the United States and Canada and Brazil. We're in 84 countries already. We just need to figure out, you know, the initial core of mothers that are serious enough about protecting their children and their grandchildren and beginning to get that unstoppable roller coaster on the track. And the other thought that, you know, we discussed today is, you know, we need people with passion to carry this mission forward. You know, those of us that, you know, the handful of us that get it, that, you know, begin to, you know, understand where this technology is going and that this company certainly has the heart to carry it to full planet integration. We definitely need to get some youthful activity involved. You know, I'm willing to bet there's nobody on this call under 50. And you know, we don't ever have anybody on the call under 50. And that's telling me that we're missing the people with real passion. I mean, you know, unfortunately, you know, and I'm saying this respectfully, us old farts, you know, 30 and over, and that's from the eyes of an 18-year-old.
Excuse me. You better choose better words.
Okay. Anyhow, that's under-energized with insufficient quantum resonating energy in every cell in our body. So the key is that we need to reach out to touch that market, to begin to get them involved in again, in a discussion that I had with a brand partner today. College campuses bring extremely passionate individuals to, you know, I mean, I remember Vietnam. I mean, I remember, you know, on over the years, different, you know, social issues became a major cause. You know, wasn't financial incentives, but there was a movement, and EMF protection should be a movement. The idea of fighting the Goliath, the big cellular companies around the world that, Elon Musk in his deployment of 32,000 satellites around the world to get 5G integrated everywhere, you know, for technological advancement, great. You know, maybe people need that. I don't know. You know, to me, I prefer the woods and I prefer not having a cell phone with me. But the point is that if we stir the emotion within those younger people, we should be able to get a revolution going. And we have the ultimate solutions. So there's some thoughts thrown out on the table. How can we go in those directions?
We need a group in Facebook specifically for that, too.
Well, let's start with the first one, which is brainstorming on the idea of a 3-minute overview of what we have to offer everybody. We'll break them down. We'll basically break them down into, you know, three categories, which is the business opportunity, and how do we attract younger people to this? How do we get a movement going? Go ahead.
I think it's Pam. I love that suggestion of the EMF. And all you need is, you know, the pictures with the heat in the brain. And we definitely can, you know, get that rolling. I mean, yes, that'll get younger people involved because they all have their phones. Their children all have phones. It's crazy. So that's perfect.
Well, whoever is good at writing in a little short article that we could do some kind of basically kind of like a press release about this, they could use this as a great fundraising idea. You could use it as a movement. Come up with a really great name, Mothers Against EMF. I don't know what that'd stand out to be. It's what, MIF or something. I don't know what it spells. But we come up with something that, go ahead.
The challenge is nobody knows what EMF even is. It's not like drunk drivers. You know, people immediately come up with an image of the enemy, so to speak, you know, mother against, and now they have a picture of something. Well, with EMF, there's no picture there. It's blank.
Well, if we use that picture of the brain.
The picture of the brain we have to do with the heat. I mean, that speaks volumes.
Oh, and again, mothers protect children. I mean, you know, that's pretty much a definition. So how can we create, you know, the ADA principle, basic marketing, attention first, interest second? How do we create A and I with the name of an organization? Mothers something, and whatever the something is should create interest to get enough people that they want to watch our 3-minute video or whatever we do.
Protecting danger.
Repeat that, please.
Checking
protecting
what?
Danger.
Protecting is a good word. I like mothers for wellness, or mothers for, rather than being against something, you know, metaphysically you're against something, you're adding energy to it. You want to be for something. So mothers protecting children, you know, mothers, you know, I mean, we could spin with that.
Yeah.
But mothers protect their families.
Yes. Nice.
I don't think families goes is pointed to children, because children is basically part of the family, and family is too what's the word I want? It's too vague. It's very vague.
Mother protects babies.
Yeah.
No, babies. It's got to be like
mothers for.
Prize
for protecting babies.
Prize possession.
I was going to sit back here while you were in the
prize
show.
Prize possession.
Nothing gets forgotten.
Hey, Scott, we hear you in the background.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm sitting here. I got this new hole punch thing today for, you know, when I sell somebody the earthing cards with the lanyards like I sent you. Got a new hole punch machine. And I got to hold one end, and Teresa puts the cards in and holds the sleeves. And
major
them, and then
major
I'll,
production I'll, going on. That's a cool thing.
Yeah,
good.
I'm still trying to find, well, once you get that done, I want to find a jeweler that can, with a little latch on top, I want to find a jeweler that can make our lanyard kind of to a degree into a sterling silver necklace that we can attach to a chain.
Yeah, that's nice.
We're in a lock where the wind won't blow out, because I've lost one with a wind blowing. The wind was blowing so hard it grabbed my lanyard and it slung around my back, and when it did, the wind caught it, and I just sat there and watched my earthing car just sail. I mean, literally sail in the air high, and it went out of sight, and I couldn't find my earthing card.
Wyoming winds
are crazy.
People don't understand what EMF is about. People don't have no clue.
Nope.
Everybody you talk to is like, well, what's that? And then you tell them, they're like, oh, okay.
People don't understand frequencies. People don't understand earthing.
And people look at you like you're flipping nuts when you tell them about EMF.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get it
that's,
every day.
That's true. But in our 3-minute video, when we demonstrate that simply having a phone by your head weakens you, and it ruins your balance, and it limits your range of motion, and then we put a silly sticker in your hand, and it completely brings you back to normal function. At that point, they understand more than you could ever explain to them.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have to try that with that tomorrow.
Well, Rick's committed to me and Irv that if we'll watch these videos, like the one where they did out in Annalay, and we take the seconds and take out pieces and take bits and pieces out where we could piece it together, just like with any one of the videos, he's committed to doing this. He's committed to, if we put something together, he will fund it for us. So we've got, and this is the same core group that's always on our call, you know, but we got to figure out that, but we also got to figure out how to get more people involved and get the samples quicker to people and literally put them on them. Because when they get them in the mail, they may not immediately put them on. They may not drink water. I mean, as many samples as we've given away, we should have 200 to 400 people on this call, brand new, every single night. And we're not.
Yeah, right. Well, we don't have a platform to hold that, though, right now either, though.
Yeah, we kind of do. I mean, Brett's been working on it. We and we're just trying to come up with a unique name, and you know, and redo some brand, redo some stuff, and we're close, real close, you know, to basically having having it where we can basically have a T-shirt for our it's going to be REG, R-E-G, Rolling Energy Group. And we'll be able to do things, but we got to come up with a little short 3-minute discussion and then have one on the opportunity. The number.
Hey,
how many of
this?
You are giving out the 3-minute video? How many of you are giving out the 3-minute video were on the opportunity? Because that video works. How many of you have even listened to that call?
I have.
You have, that's one.
Yeah.
You have, that's one. There's
I'm
eight
not,
people
I'm
on
not
here.
Sure.
Or nine. There's nine people on here. Huh? No. What, Pam?
I said I've seen a lot of videos. I'm not sure I've seen that 3-minute video you're talking about.
This is a less
it's
than
a
3-minute audio call about making money. This is when you approach somebody and you say, do you have an interest in considering some extra income? And if they say yes, you give them that number. We have a 98% sign up from that audio. 98%.
Oh, okay. The audio call. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's an audio call. It doesn't work for you.
I'm stuck on this now. How about Mothers Against 5G? Everybody knows 5G.
There you go. That's a good one.
Against 5G. Everybody does know 5G. That's true.
Yeah. That's a good
and
one.
People are Googling 5G. But it comes out MA5G. So it doesn't amount to a MAD. But MA5G,
right.
I don't know.
Hey,
the challenge with being against 5G, the challenge against, you know, being against 5G brings up the, and this is only my preliminary thought, but the idea of fighting against the rollout of advancing technology. And that's not what mothers are really fighting against.
Right. But, you know, it's a hook, like you said. Everybody knows drunk driving. It's a bad thing. Everybody
knows
5G is a bad
thing. How about mothers against radiation?
What about mothers against harmful 5G?
What was that, Scott?
What Teresa said, what about mothers against harmful 5G?
Or how about against 5G effects?
Oh, okay, here's the thing. I don't care how many people you sign up for that. You're not going to stop 5G. So you got to be for, like Pam has said, protecting against 5G.
Yeah. Yes, it's so hard to make that impact.
Mother's
I'm trying. I've got all kinds of notes here.
Yeah, but that's the key thing. We're not going to stop 5G. I don't care who you are. Okay,
no,
that's
it. We don't have the money.
Yeah,
you're going to get
protect yourself and your family
anyway.
From 5G.
If you post 5G,
yeah,
you're going to get censored.
Done?
True. That's so true. That whole censorship thing.
It's got to be curiosity. What are we protecting our children against or whatever? Make them want to know what
we're
protecting.
Again, when you say mothers protecting their children, does that create, or mothers for protecting their children, does it create enough curiosity to get people to, you know, go to the website, go to the audio, whatever we do, but.
And that's the thing is you have to have something too that when people Google it, you know, so, I mean, mothers against 5G effects could be effective, but mothers for children's health, mother for children's future, mothers protecting children. There's just nothing with a punch, you know, with a bang yet. But we'll all work on it.
Protection. It has to be protection. What are we protecting?
children.
Right, but
children's brain.
You're protecting
something their
about
brain.
It gives them reason to open it and say, what are we protecting?
Actually, PTB, protect their brains. And then you get curiosity.
Mothers, PTB.
No, forget the mothers part. Just protect their
brains. Yeah, drop off the mothers. Yeah, protect their brains.
And that gets curiosity because now from what, you know. But you know it sounds important. Whatever it's going to be that's going to protect the brain is going to be important.
Look how the big push was for bicycle helmets.
Yep. Well, and sports helmets and everything else.
Yeah. So it'd be easy. Protect the PTB.
Protect their brains. Yeah. And that... She should
well,
be.
You
she's
just
unmuted.
Say protect the, you could say protect the brain instead of their brains. Protect the brain, because it can be an adult, too.
Well, there does...
But the children are the more important.
Anyone.
Yes.
She is. Jane, are you trying to say something?
Yeah.
We don't hear you. There you go. Go ahead.
You got
to
speak up, Jane. You're amongst
yes,
a bunch
yes.
of talkers.
I guess so. I have some ideas. We need to talk about babies or brains, and that's what we need to be for. Many years ago, the husband and I, we purchased one of the first franchises for Play It Again Sports, and I gave them some ideas that were very good. They actually wrote it into their manual for instructing new franchisees. So I do have some ideas. I have written script before in the past. I would like to have the opportunity to perhaps write up a couple of different scripts and submit it to the group. So my question is, who would I submit it to? To Joy and Richard? Because
yeah,
I'm trying
to
explain this stuff through email or put it in a text. What's the best?
Work that out with
what
Richard
would be the
Joy.
Best way to get it?
Work it out with Rich and Joy, because Rich and Joy can get it to Irv and I, and then we can present it to the group.
Yeah, I would
all right,
say email,
that's,
Jane.
That's,
email would
email?
Be easier
okay.
for you to write as well. It wouldn't be too
yes.
long for a text. So.
Right, right. About 100 words, because I'm talking to people. I'm sorry, I'm not rich enough to be buying a bunch of samples and passing them out. And as we have discussed before, if they don't drink some water and put it on right away, I pass stuff out and people go, oh, well, you know, I'll do it later. And I realize the value of being there in person and putting it on them. And we need to be for something, definitely, and protecting brains or something with the 5G, people will definitely respond to that. Okay. I'm going to
get
the brain.
You're
going to
get senses for 5G. That's for sure.
You're breaking up on me. I'm not hearing.
You're going to get censored for 5G.
Injured with 5G. Okay.
Yes.
And as we said, we can't stop it, but we can definitely reduce it. Definitely.
Yeah, something with protecting the brain, because we will get censored. We will get censored on this censor culture if we basically say 5G, because you're interfering with the elite of the elite, their money. And when you start messing with their money, they will come after you with gusto, and you will be censored. So that we got to do something that'll get curiosity for them to want to call and listen to the call.
What about time to protect? Time to protect.
It needs to be a little more specific. specific. I wish we had some sort of a little brochure that I can leave with somebody. There's really not enough information on the samples that we can pass out that really explains what we can do. I've been working on developing my own type of presentation, coming up with some sort of a business card. I need some sort of a name tag that makes me look like an official brand partner. Do we have photo ready of the Nature's Frequencies and the electric bulb with the green leaf? Are those available to us?
The green leaf, absolutely. Nature's Frequencies, you do not want to brand yourself as Nature's Frequencies.
No.
5 seconds of motion.
No. Okay.
That's what we're working on, Jane, with the REG. The REG
is going to brand us.
It's going to brand us and our group instead of branding Nature's Frequency, because you don't want to have nothing that basically says Nature's Frequency. We can get the leaf. I've already got the leaf. I mean, I've got that. But what we want to do is do the branding of REG, which is Rolling Energy Group.
I like
and we
it.
Can make up brochures.
Okay.
If you come up with an ideal, you know, several of us can go in and create and put the brochure together for our team. But see, REG.
I can
Rex,
be copy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, when I told Mary Kay, yes, okay, now I understand better what the group needs, what we want. I can write the copy. I've done it for 12-step groups and help grow and start new 12-step groups with the copy that I put and doing. We have a health magazine that comes out monthly. You can pick it up at the health food store. Well, they would give us, it's 20 words or less, you could put in an ad for free. And I thought, all of my 12-step group came up with, you know, I feel like it's always your fault. Try, adult children of alcoholics with a phone number or the website. And we really grew the groups in Southwest Florida from doing that by using that tree. So I have the ability that I can come up with some very good copy with that. And I would like to see, and I'm working on developing, listening to our different stories on the different products and the results that people have, and not using the word pain or not mentioning any particular diseases, so I can better explain to people. I can't get the concept across. My dad was an electrician. I knew about Nikola Tesla when I was a kid, 6, 7, 8 years old, and he was even smarter than Einstein and smarter than Edison. I get that. I understand it, but there's a lot of other people that don't. So I can help bridge that gap, and I'll work on that.
Well, see, when we put this and we get this together, we can put it on, because I'm looking at right now, I purchased several websites and bought the names. I'm looking at right now, REG.energy, and if you don't have a com, it's just REG Energy, and we can put literally everything underneath that that we want to put underneath there, like testimonials, anything we want to put under there, you know, we can pretty much will do. Instead of branding Nature's Frequency, we brand us, our group here.
About how many people in our group, Gary?
Well, between me and Irv, there's probably somewhere close to 4,000. But how many of those are active?
Okay.
You see there's only 8 people here.
On the call. Okay.
Is that about right, Irv?
Okay.
Have you left the building?
I think you said 8 or 9. What did you say?
7.
You said 8 or 9. But you said 7, 8, or 9.
But
I'm
see,
curious.
That's what we got. We need to have more ideas of doing some of this. See, I've got an advertising agency down in Central Florida. It's a friend of mine he's part of our team, and for the last 7 months, this is what we've been working on. 7, 8 months is putting something together for our group that would benefit each and every single one of us. That'll have tools. And we're going to need somebody that can write articles and basically
Hello?
Do it and we get the articles.
I'm your girl.
Hello.
I'm your girl.
That.
I can do that.
I live in Central Florida. Okay. Well, he's right down there. He knows how to do the apps. We're working on an app for REG that's going to be an app that you can put on your phone. That's what he does. He programs and he writes articles. He programs computers and he builds systems and he builds, you know, multi-level marketing things for major companies. And he's part of our team. He just don't come on the calls because for 7 months I've been funding him to put the right program together and the right software that'll help this group.
So I got an idea.
Can you connect me with him?
Am I muted?
Yes, we can. I can get you his number.
We can hear you.
And then
Pam.
You can. We can hear you, Pam. I can give you his email and you send me a text. 423-641-3194. Send me your email and I'll give you his email. We'll get some information so you can put, and all of us, we put our heads together because we are the largest group. We got people knocking on our door that's going to, like, and over in Europe, they're catching on like crazy, like wildfire. And as you see, the top nine people were women.
Huh.
We got to figure out. We didn't, you know, in the last month. The last month, we didn't have anybody in the top position. This month, well, it's almost over, but we don't have anybody on our team that's in the top 10 this month.
Sure, we do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we have
the leaderboard.
There's a contest every month in which, as a top recruiter within the company, you receive bonuses like Dick has on multiple, Richard has on multiple occasions. You know, ultimately,
yeah,
if you're in the top three, there are rewards for those individuals.
What about caution, danger ahead? Would that make you open up a webinar or whatever, caution, danger ahead?
Did you get one out?
I
did.
No, not me.
No?
I wouldn't.
Gary, you see those signs all the time.
Yeah,
see
I see danger. I see that daily, and okay.
How about PB&J, Protect Brains, Just Frequencies?
Most of them don't know what frequencies are. What you want to do is if you promote on Facebook, instead of using patches and all that stuff, use resonators because it conjures up, what's a resonator? And then you got a conversation going.
Would I be able to say something? Is anyone?
Yeah.
Everybody's done. I just thought I'd interject
Mark,
something because I was.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is Mark Andia. I was listening to a couple of things you said, and one was you were looking for a method to get younger people, and I do have some comments on that. Number one. I was just in a CBD store the other day, and I was introducing frequencies to this probably 22-year-old with purple hair, and you know, and he probably smokes pot every day and does CBD all day or whatever. But bottom line, he was really interested in the frequencies, and so I'm following up with him, and I'm going to, you know, get him a couple samples and just see if we can take away some pain or, you know, do whatever it is that needs to be done. But when you're talking about younger people, I think if you think about who it is that's the best prospects we could ever have. I fortunately just brought on Dr. Megan Markley, and she's a naturopath. And I've been trying to get a naturopath for a long time, finally got one. And she is so perfect for this business. She's super excited with the frequency. She feels everything, and she does all these experiments, and she does like a talk show on her website, and she talks all about frequency. So if you, she's 41, so that's one person that's been on under 50. But if you wanted the young people, you know, I went to Ohio State, and I sold insurance to doctors and residents and people like that for 4 or 5 years, so I kind of know the school system. And if you just start with every kid that's a medical student, an intern or a resident or in dental school or just out, or veterinarian, physical therapy, Reiki masters, homeopaths, reflexologists, ophthalmologists, personal trainers, nurses, orderlies, anybody teaches Tai Chi, karate, whatever. They're all younger. People that work at a CBD store, health food store, people that sell crystals, anything to do with energies. All those people understand. Well, they don't understand energies, but the crystal people do. But I'm just saying, all the other people are in the care. They're in the business of the care of others. And so they should learn about this. And if you can teach them when they're in school or coming out. And, you know, I've run ads in Craigslist for people, you know, 3-4 hours a week, make X amount of dollars. And I've gotten quite a few people that way. And you could just target if you're in an area that has a lot of schools. You know, part-time money for medical students or physics students. I mean, pick it out. Doctors of osteopathy or whatever. I'm saying they're all over there. The other thing I wanted to say is, if you're going to do a movement on EMF, according to what I've learned, and I may be wrong, and the information I got may be wrong, but I think you can just forget about 5G. It'll be gone very quickly because the Chinese have already launched 6G 2-3 months ago. And if that's true, then 5G is going to be short-lived and 6G is going to be twice as bad. So I wouldn't worry about the Gs. I'd worry about, like someone said earlier, educating people on protecting themselves as best they can. Because you're not going to shut down 6G when it comes. You know that.
Yeah, India actually already has 6G. India had 6G last year.
Did they really? Okay, there you go, right there. Well,
yeah.
Then forget about 5G. It's not about 5, 6, 7,
5G,
8.
5G,
it's
yeah,
about protection.
5G is, yeah, because they have no clue. They have no clue what this technology is. It's going to be great for all of us to work more technology, but it's also going to be more dangerous, and people are going to get sicker and sicker and sicker. Because their bodies can't take this. And doctors don't know. Every single day they're trying to figure out. That's why they call them practitioners. They're practicing on people. They don't know. We have to become the educators.
I think you just can forget about any MD or anybody with AMA. Just, I wouldn't talk badly about them. I just drop it. You're not going to reach them. Just go with everybody else.
Nope.
There's 80 gazillion people in the alternative medicine field. You know,
yep.
Talk to them. Talk to them. They'll understand what you're talking about. You don't need to badmouth the docs. I mean, quite honestly, they learn from docs who learn from docs who learn from docs, and they've just all been lied to their whole life. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it'll spread once you get the naturopaths and the alternative medicines, it'll eventually trickle down. But the key is we've got to figure out as a group how we can individually help all of us work collectively together to help this group and whatever we need to do. Jane, wonderful idea. Keep working on that. Protect the brain. You come up with another, Pam. You said PB something else. What is that? Protect brain. Because when you say PB,
brain.
People are gonna.
I was just
well,
thinking
I was just...
something. Oh, go ahead.
I was thinking PB&J. That might get young mothers' attention. Something about protecting children's brains or babies' brains. That was my thought.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking when you said PB. That's what that's what went in my mind. PB&J, which is
I kind of like that. If we could come up with a theme that worked along with that somehow,
that, you know, conjure up some pretty good positive vibes.
It never, you know, back in the day, PB&J, that's kids, right? So you would never think about having to protect the brain, you know, from anything. But now the world is different. So you have the brain picture and, you know, I don't know. It's just PB&J. Just...
Okay, well, I can protect the brain, but what's the J?
Just frequencies. You know, together, in quotes, just frequencies. So,
and
but
just,
I don't know.
And just, and just, dash,
oh,
dash, dash,
and,
dash.
Yeah,
something creative. But, I mean, it relates to kids, right? As soon as you think of peanut butter and jelly, you think of kids.
You think of kids,
yeah.
I have
I don't know.
One.
Whoever came up with that, that was great. That was
kids.
A great thing. That was super.
Go, Mark. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Go, Mark.
I just didn't want to interrupt. One of the things that I've done is I was at a flea market, and I saw this huge, huge picture, a photo of Albert Einstein. And I was looking up his quotes at one point because I heard he said something about frequencies. If you look it up on Google, you'll find he's quoted as saying the future of medicine is in the medicine of frequencies. And so I took that picture and I have it framed, and I'm going to put the words above and below it, and then have that picture every time I'm talking to anyone about anything in an 8x10 or, you know, just something on my wallet or whatever. My point being is that he was a pretty smart guy. Everybody has to admit that. And why in the world in 1940 would he say the words, the future of medicine is in the medicine of frequencies? And I ask people that. I say, why would you think he said that? And then you start talking about frequencies. It puts a little more impact on the value of the knowledge of that man 80 years ago. So anyway, I just started throwing it out because
That wouldn't be a bad idea to put that to make a business card. You take a $100 bill and you fold it up. Urban, I've done this before. You take a $100 bill, you take a picture of one side of it. On the inside, you have that picture of Albert Einstein and basically with Nikola Tesla. And then we have the PB&J. I'm going to look into it tomorrow and see if we can't get PB&J.com.
Oh,
it's going to be hard. It may be expensive because any just like they done told me, reg.com.
It could be .org. It could be .org though. .org.
We got 90 seconds. Well, they want just like for reg.org or reg.com. They want $100,000.
Yeah.
So. Just kind of give you an idea, but I'm going to look up and see what PB&J.com will cost or PB&J.org, and I'll call and check on that tomorrow. That is something that and work on it. James, then the what?
Protect.com.
I did. They had the thing. Something.com. What did you say?
Protect.com.
Protect.com?
Protect.
Don't seem catchy. Sorry.
Okay.
Sure somebody
like the PB. I like the PB&J. It's gonna generate curiosity.
Yeah. It does.
Y'all think about this. We got 45 seconds or less. So thank each and every one of you. Put your brains together. You got a pen and paper. I'll give you. If you don't have Urge direct number, you can call me 423-641-3194. Let's try to figure out a time that we could put together. T
10 seconds so we can come back and strategize. Thank y'all. You're an awesome, awesome group. We love you. We'll see you Saturday night, but be on the Saturday call. Good night, everyone.